the EP's title track, Rise Up, just has tons of, like, you know, some soul in it, some R&B. It's got all these different elements to it. It's just a really cool and groovy track. Can you take us through how it was written and what inspired it?
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's interesting. I don't normally write music in this way, but usually the music for me comes first, and then the lyrics kind of happen magically at a certain point. But in this case, the inspiration for the lyrical concept kind of came first. It was inspired when I went to South Africa a few years back with my family, and we had the opportunity to not only meet Archbishop Desmond Tutu and hang out with him for a little bit, but we also had the opportunity to meet and hang out with Mr. Nelson Mandela, and that was just, definitely a top 10, maybe even top 5 moment in my life, you know, not even just my musical career, just in life. And I was just so inspired by that moment of meeting him with my family. I decided to shortly after go back and come back to the States and do some research, and I read a bunch of quotes that he had, you know, said or had written over the years. And one that stuck out for me was a quote that he had said, where it was the, I'm not going to paraphrase this one, I have this one for sure. It's, greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. And, you know, that quote for me, I was just like, as soon as I read that, I said, oh man, that's a song right there. I need to get my hook and reel. I need to fish some lyrics out of this, because there's a song in there somewhere, and I need to go for it. And so I started, you know, over the years, I started just writing some different ideas and talking about, you know, perseverance and, you know, getting through the adversity and just never giving up, you know, all those types of things. And when you hear the record, you hear Alex Nestor, who's featured on it. She's my female lead vocalist and keyboardist as well. She helps delegate, so I don't have to stick around my keyboards all the time on stage. Right before, or just after she comes in, you hear that piano part that's kind of accompanying her through the hook in the song. That's actually the first piece of music that I started writing, and the song just kind of formed. I was in the studio with Klaus D, a producer out here in Los Angeles, and I was just messing around with the piano in the studio. We were trying to figure something out, and I was telling him the concept and everything, and he's like, "Ooh, what are you playing?" And I said, "I don't know, I'm just messing around." He's like, no, that's really good, let's record that. And exactly what you hear in the beginning of the record, musically, on the piano specifically, that's basically how the song formed, was exactly that. And the rest kind of just took shape from there. So it was a really organic process, and had so much fun creating it. And I just hope everyone that takes the time to listen to it becomes inspired and enjoys it just as much, again, as I had fun making it.